This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What was the word for yesterday? Kind of unpleasant. I know a lot of you were rooting against the Chiefs, so that's fun to watch them get the beat down. I know a lot of Niner fans wanted to be the ones who delivered that, though. So there's a little bit of jealousy based on another team that we're not fans of winning a Super Bowl. Nick Sirianni suddenly now has a soft side that we're all sort of having.
Greater than Shanahan.
Yeah, and
so is McVay.
And you woke up to a Debo trade request yesterday as well. So that was a whole lot. But every year when the Super Bowl ends, roster construction changes because people will see a team win it and they go, oh, okay, now I know how to win a Super Bowl. And so the word of the offseason is going to be trenches, and that's how you win a Super Bowl. And I think that the Niners already had that message that their defensive line and their offensive line both need to be a lot better next year, and that's true. And that's what I kept thinking when I was watching that game. I think the Niners should go get Myles Garrett. That's what I think they should do.
Well, Myles Garrett is a piece, and I look at what we saw yesterday, and you asked me what the one word was that I would use, and it's jealousy, because I want what Philadelphia has. And forget the quarterback, who I do think is underrated and he played great, and forget the two wide receivers who are better than the Niners' two wide receivers, one of whom is injured until October, the other of whom apparently wants to be somewhere else. And forget their running back, who, if you want to take their running back versus Christian McCaffrey when healthy, I do think there's an argument where you could say McCaffrey in this offense is close to as good. Probably not. I like the Niners' tight end better than their tight end, although Goddard was great. And what I was looking at yesterday, Mark, and what I was so covetous of was an offensive line that almost weighs a ton. An offensive line who, on the snap, is out there five men trying to hurt you. They will move you. They will hurt you. They hurt Chris Jones twice. And on the other side of the line, it was a defensive line that didn't need to blitz. You didn't need to go all cutesy-pootsy Minnesota Vikings or Steve Spagnuolo in that exotic blitz package. They had four grown men, and they went through the Chiefs' offensive line, and they harassed Mahomes, and they did it to where there was no escape. Mahomes had nowhere to run. There was no rollout. There was no step through. There was no shimmy shake, underhand pass, or behind the back, okie doke. They got dominated. And so I watched that game and thought, that's what I want. I want that. It was like a kid in an ice cream shop where you're getting a kiddie scoop and you watch a kid walk out before you with an ice cream sundae. It's like, I want that.
Yeah.
Like, no, you get your kiddie cone and you shut your mouth.
So
that's how I felt.
Off-season wish list is already like flying around in my head, right? Yours too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
888-957-9570. What did yesterday do to your 49ers off-season wish list? I'm going to blank on his name. Who's my man who's the center for the Atlanta Falcons, who's a free agent? I absolutely want the Niners to go get. There's been some buzz around it. I'll pull his name up. I'm blanking on it right now. But I want the Niners. That's where the free agent dollars should go.
Drew Dolman.
Thank you, Drew Dolman. So I want Drew Dolman on the 49ers next year. Obviously, there's going to be a healthy effort in the NFL draft to get big dudes on both sides of the ball, and it's a very, very good defensive line draft. So the Niners may choose to do that financially rather than go after Myles Garrett, but I'm giving you my take. I would trade the 11th pick and a third rounder for Myles Garrett. Might need to throw in a play or two. Who knows? Maybe it would be Deebo Samuel. I have no idea, although they're working with Deebo, and he probably does not want to be a Cleveland Brown. So we'll see about that. But that's the offseason wish list. And Devontae Adams. That too. I think Devontae Adams is going to get released from the Jets. Aaron Rodgers is not going to be a member of the Jets. That kind of felt like a package deal. We've already gotten word from a very credible source, Jeremy Fowler, who said on ESPN that Devontae Adams is targeting the West Coast. We know he's a Pali High kid. Niners, Chargers, and Rams came up. You can probably eliminate the Rams if they want an expensive wide receiver. They already have one. His name's Cooper Kupp. They're trying to get rid of him. Doesn't feel like a Harbaugh move. With Brandon Ayuk hurt and Deebo Samuel on his way out the door and Ricky Pearsall in need of a good mentor, I would love Devontae Adams on the team. And he's got a very big cap number next year, but you can run that out over a few years. There's a negotiation to be had. There's my offseason wish list for the 49ers.
Well, and his out is only an $8 million dead cap at the end of this year. So ultimately, if he gets released, you don't have to worry about that contract because that contract becomes null and void. So you could eventually get him in. I don't know if you're going to be able to get him in at a number that would fit for you. You have a lot of other things to do, in my opinion, before you even worry about Devontae Adams. And I do like the Drew Dolman angle. His father, Chris, was a 49er, yep. And he's a kid who grew up here in the Bay Area. And you do need a center. And I look at an offensive line that right now has one player that I really want to anchor myself to, and it's not Trent Williams, it's Dominic Pooney. And Trent Williams at 36, or he's going to be 37, this might be his last go-round, and you already have him under contract, so you're going to have to ride with him as long as you can. But it's a defensive line that right now you have no one in the interior of any real disruptive worth, and you only have one edge rusher. So before I even get to wide receiver or I get anywhere else, I want to look at what Philadelphia did yesterday, which was total disruption on both sides.
Yeah, I understand that. But again, that's like these aren't, they don't need to be listed in order. I like, we know this. The 49ers need to rework their trenches. We know this. Their offensive line wasn't good enough. They need somebody opposite Nick Bosa. Their defensive line wasn't good enough. Their run stuffers weren't good enough. They need to rework those nine starting spots. How many of them are already taken that you feel good about? You know what I mean? On the offensive line, what? Maybe three spots that you feel good about? Pooney, Trent Williams. I don't know. Is McKivitt still going to have a spot?
Yeah. It's probably one and a half.
Okay. I mean, I think that's a little low. Defensive line, there's Bosa, and the rest is kind of up in the air a little bit. So that's a very, very low number that you can feel good about as far as that starting nine. So, of course, you're right. They got a ton of work to do on that spot on the field. But I do think there are other things that are out there, and the Deebo news is interesting. And I do think that the 49ers need to take a welt on the side of the head here. They waited a year too long when it comes to the wide receiver thing. And the reason I think it's criticism worthy, I think they knew it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think they knew it. And they chickened out. Like 10 months ago, we sat here with rumors flying everywhere. It felt like the Steelers front office was going to come to San Francisco. We got to get Debo or Brandon. And all of these rumors were flying everywhere. And then they ended up restructuring Debo, signing Brandon to a contract that I do not think is going to age well. Then Brandon gets hurt. Then Debo becomes frustrated, disgruntled, whacking the head of the long snapper, just a weird year. All of it went south, and the 49ers probably should have dealt one of them last year. That's very evident to me right now.
And they didn't, and they blinked. And Ayuk was, you know, hard pressed to get whatever he wanted to get, and ultimately you caved, and he got hurt, which is unfortunate. But even before he got hurt, he wasn't very good because he missed camp. And then Debo was kind of the lone ranger here on this team. And he had a year where he obviously is not happy with the year he had, because now he sits here and he wants to be traded. So if he's traded and Ayuk is out till October, which feels to me like a fair timeline, you go into camp with Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings,
yep,
and
Davante Adams.
Well, and again,
that's my wish list.
Right. You can have a wish list, but I'm talking about reality right now, like reality on your roster. And if I'm Davante Adams and I want to go on the West Coast, I'd much rather go to the Rams than I would go here.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Yeah. Well, I do. I don't know why.
You get targets. You get targets, and you've
not
got
necessarily.
You got a better quarterback in LA than you have here.
Also debatable, especially when you factor in age. But the Rams have a big, fancy wide receiver. They're letting him go. They're trading Cooper
right.
Kupp.
And they have a team that runs a lot of 11 personnel, 3 wide receivers. You're going to get a lot more targets in L.A. than you will here.
You know, I mean, you can have that opinion. For a Pauley High grad and a Kyle Shanahan offense, I bet Devontae would be incredibly happy here. But we can continue to talk it out. What's on your wish list based on what you saw the Eagles do to the Chiefs? It made them look like just an absolute ragdoll yesterday.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.